me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. Verse 47. I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation. That's what I'd like to preach on for a while tonight. Without a foundation. Build a house on the earth against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen. Without a foundation. Many of the things that were included in the Sermon on the Mount are repeated here in the Sermon on the Plain in Luke chapter 6. Jesus preached it often. That tells us. Why? Because he wanted us to have a better foundation. A good foundation. Hallelujah. Man, something that'll stand. They tell us that the New Madrid Fault in Missouri is scheduled to have another earthquake in the next 500 years. Amen. Well, in 1811, I think it was, it happened. That first earthquake in the New Madrid Fault. It was when the Mississippi River flowed backwards for a little while. While the earthquake was going on. Amen. It so upset the topography of the earth that Real Foot Lake was created in Tennessee in that first earthquake. It's still there. Amen. And every once in a while when things get to rumbling around, the folks down in southeast Missouri get just a little bit shaky. What does this tell us? It tells us if you're building too much on this earth, you don't have much of a foundation. Because stretching all the way from the Hawaiian Islands, clear across the United States of America, the San Andreas Fault in California, and stretching on back across the Midwest, amen, is fault after fault after fault. And you know what really worries the seismologist is? That they're afraid that there might be one earthquake, one volcano erupt, which will set off all the others. And every one of them will erupt and quake and shake and tear things apart. At the same time, around this old globe, which is groaning and travailing, right now, old folks here in the end of all things, we need a foundation. We need to build on something solid, praise God. Why did Jesus preach the message of the Sermon on the Mount? And he says the same thing in the 7th chapter of Matthew. Essentially, amen. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. That's essentially the same paraphrasal of Luke chapter 6. Without a foundation. You ever hear anybody say, I'm going to be me, I'm just going to do my own thing? You don't have no foundation for that. Amen. You say, well, I got my rights. No, you don't. You don't have no rights. We're obligated to our Creator God, who made us for a specific purpose. And we start doing our own thing and building contrary to the Word of God, we're off the foundation. Amen. When the Bible said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on of repentance and baptisms and works. Amen. He said, let us go on. He didn't mean that we abandon the foundation. He meant that we have a good foundation and build on it. And go on from there to build the rest of the building. But thousands, literally thousands of churches practicing religion today are without foundation. Preachers doing their own thing. Members doing their own thing. They're exercising their rights. They've got their freedom. But the storm's coming. The rains are going to beat upon that house. The wind is going to blow. And the earth is going to shake fiercely. Amen. You can't afford to build. Hawthorne wrote the book, The Celestial Railroad, which was a mockery of folks that had decided that... they could do their own thing and build their own railway to heaven. And so despond that Christian fell into, amen, was filled up with books on philosophy and learning, amen. And they built a railroad bridge right across it on the foundation of all those philosophical books. And Hawthorne's Celestial Railroad said this man that was riding it said, it shaked terribly when we crossed it. Amen. Why? Because it didn't have any foundation. The whistle of the train sounded like a lost soul. And the conductor strangely reminded him of Satan himself. And finally, when they got to their destination, it wasn't heaven. The end of the Celestial Railroad was hell. And they smelt the smoke of that inferno. And he looked the conductor square in the eye and told him, said, you told me that there was no hell. But he said, all the time the flames was burning in your heart. The conductor was Satan himself on the Celestial Railroad. The railroad had no foundation. There's a many a highway today that has proved not roadworthy for the traffic of today. With bigger trucks and bigger loads, legal limits have been raising. Amen. And the traffic has dealt a terrific blow to our highway. Why, some of our interstates, they're tearing them completely out. And going down 2 or 3 feet. Why? Because before, they didn't have a good foundation. Amen. And boy, one of those strips was just the other side of Columbus. I mean to tell you, they worked it over good. Amen. They had a hole 2 foot deep to fill up with the right kind of aggregate. The right kind of a foundation. Before they built that road. Amen. Because the cold weather comes in Ohio. And then the thaw comes. And then the rains come. And then, like last winter, we have a mild winter. And not much freezing. And really freezing and staying froze. Amen. A lot of freezing, a lot of thawing, and a lot of rain. And that just tears those highways all to pieces. Full of potholes. It can't stand the traffic. Why? Because they don't have a good enough foundation. Amen. You know why some people don't make it? They don't have a good foundation. They're still, even after they got saved, doing their own thing. They can't come to church. They're missing too much in the house of God. They're not praying. They're not reading the Bible. Amen. Hey, praise God. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, you've heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. What's Jesus going to do now? He's going to tire everything out and help us to have a better foundation. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Let me ask you a question. What if they don't do this? What if they don't do what Jesus said? You guessed it. They don't have any foundation. They're building on the sand. We used to sing a song when I first started singing in church. Building, building on the sand. Brother Crouch will remember it. Building houses that won't stand. Amen. Oh, they are building on the sand. Amen. See that man in yonder's tavern, getting all the drink he can. He is building on the sand. See that man in yonder's mansion, getting all the gain he can. All through life himself he praises, but he is building on the sand. How terrible to spend this short life building wrong. Amen. Somewhere in the library, if someone hasn't borrowed it, I've got the book, 30 Years a Watchtower Slave. I think the man was Thomas, named Thomas, that wrote it. Amen. He dedicated it to the forward page to his father, who on his dying bed, with their closet stacked full of Watchtower literature. In those days, he came from Germany. In those days, there was a revival of Jehovah's Witnesses in Germany. It had a great start forward in Germany, and then leaped the continent, the ocean, to our continent. And is spread abroad in the world today. You'll find it in every Mexico, Philippines, everywhere. They'll build a nice kingdom hall and a nice basketball court. A nice sports complex to get those young people in, get them to play in. Once they get them hooked, at first they're just Jehovah's Witnesses in name only. Amen. Then they're steeped in error, building houses on the sand. He dedicated to his father on his dying bed, said, son, we've been wrong in our religion. It took him 30 years to get out from under the Jehovah's Witness umbrella. Even though he knew it was wrong, even though his dad in his dying breath said, we've been wrong in our religion. Amen. Many a religion is wrong today. Amen. I'm sorry, but many a Pentecostal so-called church with a bunch of used-to-be Pentecostals in it are building wrong today. Amen. I dreamed last night I was in one of those churches, and some men were having some kind of a skit or a play, and these men were wearing bikini-like things with feathers all over them. And I just couldn't stand that. And I asked those men, when they were going to get their clothes on in the house of God. Amen. And I'd stirred up such a commotion that after a while a pastor and his wife was on to me. And I woke up, thank God. Amen. But many a Pentecostal church is building on the sand. Those that once talked to me about things that was going on and complained to me and talked to me a solid hour on the telephone about, they're in the same pool, pond of mud tonight. And they're floating their church in the mud. Huh? Building without a foundation. Oh, they got numbers because it's easy to build without a foundation. Amen. Oh, the strategy is get numbers. We can change later. No, you can't. Because denominations are like an old cow tied to a stump. And she'll wind herself right down to that stump or that rope. Amen. And many places in the world you see cattle tied to a rope and a central tie. And they'll let them graze that way. In Eastern Europe, in Mexico, in the Philippines. You'll But B.H. Shaddock said that neither cow nor preacher has got sense enough to unwind when they wind themselves right down to that stump. They'll just stay there. Amen. I got my dog tied out. And he's been in tangle after tangle since I've had him tied out. Amen. Because that man's best friend up there on the hill, I've tried hard to find one thing he's good for and ain't found anything yet. Amen. He can get in some of the awfulest messes, but he ain't got sense enough to get himself unwind. Well, amen. That's the way people are in religion. They can get themselves in some of the awfulest messes and get obligated to lay the chunk. Amen. And they can't get loose. They put all their money and all their time into this house without a foundation. Into this future that's going to cave in. And exercise in futility. Amen. How sad. Without a foundation. My dad was the worst in the world to build things without a foundation. He just scraped the leaves and a little bit off of the top and started building. Amen. And needless to say, his building, some of them didn't last too long. Because even though I was raised in a rock pile, there's a lot of rocks in the hill of Arkansas, you still had freezing and thawing. And a permafrost would still freeze under your foundation. And then when the thaw came, the cracks would happen. Amen. And your sin finds you out when the cracks come. When the cracks come in your foundation, amen, your sin find you out, praise God, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love you, what reward have ye? What's he telling us? You can't build right on a self-centered foundation. If it's not God-centered, Bible-centered, it's wrong. Amen. Even the publicans love those that love them. There goes all your little cliques in the church, you know. Little groups that get together and yap, 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 yakety-yak, yakety-yak. And talk about the other little groups. And the other little group's talking about the other little group. You know what you're doing? You're getting off the foundation. Out in left field. Amen. If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father which in heaven is perfect. Oh, come on, Brother Kong. You can't. You know nobody. We're all here. Can't nobody be perfect, you know. I'm just... Jerry Stewart said, I'm in the flesh, and I'll be in the flesh till I go out.